Wednesday. It is Hump Day, July 5th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And wherever you are listening, on whatever platform, whether you are listening live or on a replay, welcome. And as always, it is much appreciated. Hey, bro, welcome back. Crazy lady, how are you, girl? Blue, welcome, welcome. Hey, Frankie, how you doing? Beverage together. And I drink it with them. Hey, Power Girl, didn't see you pop in. Welcome. Wow, you're early today. Crazy, crazy, how are you? Juju, welcome, my friend. My sweet friend, welcome. I am doing well, crazy, I am. Hey, Shorty. Welcome, welcome. Look at some of these comments here. Good for you, crazy lady. Good for you. Filthy breakfast, welcome. You know me, I'm all about the dogs. Okay, crazy lady says, oh my God, I have to tell you some, not sure what that word is, information. Not sure what that is. So let me, before we get the show started, crazy lady, you want to share whatever you want to share with everyone?
It was about Hero. Because like I had Hero like years and years ago when Nephew went to jail. I had Hero for like 2 years. And then when he got out of jail, I gave back Hero. And then, you know, everything was fine. And apparently, Hero got abandoned at some dude's house for like 3 months. And so I was planning on dog napping him, but they were getting ready to take him down to the shelter and have him euthanized. And my friend said, no, give me the dog right now. I know where it needs to go. And she brought it right here. And so I have Hero again. And next week he goes to the vet because that bump is still on his head and it's bigger. So yeah. We're going to take him back to the vet and get him all checked out.
I am glad that you were able to get him on back.
I know.
So that's
I got my little Hero back.
That
anyway, so I'm happy.
Well, good. I am glad you're happy. Miss Angie, welcome. All right. So today I'm going to talk about prostitution. And should prostitution be legal? I, for one, think that it should be. I mean, everybody who says that it's horrible and how dare they and these dirty women and everything, they're the main ones who are running down there using their services, especially in Washington, D.C. I mean, all of them are corrupt. Not saying all of them are, you know, going out with prostitutes, but I'm pretty sure a lot of them have, you know, had a taste. That's just my own personal opinion. So it's legal in some states. And if prostitution were legalized, Ellie, hello, welcome. If prostitution were legalized, would it be a positive or would it be a negative? I, for one, think that it would be a positive, you know, and Crazy says that it's legal in Vegas. But why does America, and I'm going to talk about America here, why do we set ourselves up, you know, that we're these righteous ones and, you know, and oh my God, how, you know, a prostitute, you know, no way. You know, I mean, why does America seem to do that the most? Fair Use and GP, welcome. Blunt Ninja, welcome, welcome. So, Miss Ace, I'm sorry, Miss Ace, welcome. So why is prostitution looked down on, and should it be? I mean, from the beginning of time, you know, when if you believe in the Bible, when Jesus walked the earth, you know, he welcomed a prostitute into his fold, you know, and a lot of people thought that she should not be there. You know, so what is it about prostitution that's so bad? Is it the sex? Is it the you're sleeping with someone else's husband? But then again, you could be sleeping with someone else's wife.
Hi, Balloon Sister. Sorry, I interrupted you.
I'm sorry. Did you want to say something, Ellie?
No, I just said hello, and I'm sorry I interrupted you.
I was going to get around to you, but I did say hi to you when you popped on. Is it the sex? Is prostitution, when it comes down to it, is prostitution about the sex? Is that the thing that makes everyone so crazy? Is it the sex? Is it, you know, or is it the money? Is it the money that supposedly is, well, some people do charge, whatever, but is it about the money? You know, it's like, you can go to the store and buy a Coke, but you can't go to the store and say, I want to be with this person for an hour, 2 hours. I want the green light special, you know. When you go to strip clubs and women are giving lap dances, is that a bad thing? And with prostitution, why is it bad for women? Why are women the ones that are, oh my God, she is a dirty woman, she's so bad. But for men, it's not so. Males only get the stigma of prostitution when they're under the age of 18. But then if you take and this is just my opinion, you all can push back on me. If you have a person who is selling their body under the age of 18, who is female, all the negative just seems to come toward her. Whereas for a male, if they're selling their body under the age of 18, yes, they get some negative press, but not as much. So why is that? So those are my questions today. So Ellie?
Yes. First of all, I'm going to say hello to everyone here. And I guess there is nothing wrong with being a prostitute, you know, because people sell their different parts of themselves. So what's wrong with being a prostitute?
And you know what? And you, okay, so yeah. you make a very good point. Now I'm going to go into one of those variables that Crazy hates. But you just said selling a part of themselves. So technically selling your organs is not legal. But why is it, I mean, but people do buy them. I mean, so you're right. You can sell part of yourself. I mean, if I'm not sleeping with someone, if I, you know, sell my time to someone, someone says, well, hey, do you want to hang out? And I say, okay, I'll hang out with you, but it'll cost you $50. Is that wrong? Or does it become wrong if I say, okay, yeah, I'll spend time with you. It don't cost you $50. And hey, and if you want to sleep with me. Oh, okay. That's fine too. That's, you know, that's part of it. You know, then it becomes wrong.
It just, you know, depends on the compromise between the two partners, I guess. Doesn't matter if the law, I guess, because it's about their bodies, you know?
Okay, so do you think that, Enrico, I think you wanted to pop up. Did you send me an invite?
I'm going to ask you, sorry.
No, go on.
Do you mean about men prostitute or only women prostitute?
I mean, I'm just saying prostitution as a whole, but it seems like that females get most of the brunt of the negative press. And, you know, so, you know, to me, whether it's male or female, if you're going to be negative towards one, then be negative towards the other. And then Filthy Breakfast says, okay, in all seriousness, I think the prostitute's client should be given or not given the privilege of participating based on the customer's background. Like, do they deserve the privilege or not? I know I deserve the privilege. I'm not understanding that. I'm not understanding what you mean when you say should be given or not given the privilege. I mean, if you can afford it, isn't that you're getting the privilege because you can't afford it? I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I get it. But in overall, I guess most of the prostitutes are suffering from low self-esteem.
But why do you think that? What if you have a male or female who think that they, you know, that they're the best person ever in bed? Why can't they just want to, or they just like sex?
Oh, it's a different story, you know, solid sister. It's just called a, you know, one night stand. It's not a prostitute. You know, but the prostitute is doing that just because of money. And people,
right. I mean, right. But okay. But again, but if someone likes sex, I mean, if you like sex, okay. And why can't I get paid for it? Whether it's and because for a prostitute, for the most part, aren't they one night stands? They're just saying you have to pay me.
No, for a one night stand, there is no money and no pay because well, it's your decision. Okay. You just right. want to have a hookup, right?
Okay. But what I'm saying is if, you're saying that if I like sex or somebody wants to have sex, it's a one night stand. But I'm saying, but for prostitutes, you know, for the most part, it's a one night stand. I mean, it's a one time deal, 1 hour, whatever. But I'm saying, what's the difference for me meeting somebody, whether it be in a bar, whether it be over at my friend's house, whether it be somebody from work, and we hook up and I say, okay, if you want some of this, you have to pay me. Do I then become a prostitute because I'm asking you to pay me?
Mom, I'm sorry, yes. Because the vagina is precious. And we can't, you know, determine a kind of like much money about that. Because vagina is so much precious and your body.
Okay, that's all right. I see your comment. Oh, but you're at work. Okay, Rico, how are you?
Hello. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm sitting here talking to my roommate, Marty. We're sitting here enjoying listening to your show, and we're talking about sex on the side. And thank you for having me up, my solid blue, and of course, my sister from another mister.
Okay. Fair Use says the trafficking and oppressing the woman is the bad part. Okay, so y'all got these variables going, and I know crazy's loving it, or maybe not. Okay, so oppressing women and trafficking, but let's take that out of it. Let's take the negative out. If someone says, I know I'm going to sound ridiculous and it's going to sound really stupid, but I'm going to say it anyway. What if someone said when they're younger, a little girl said, I want to be a prostitute when I grow up, And she does, you know, and she does because that's what she wants to do. I mean, and some people, you know, it's like, you know, I don't want to be a waiter anymore because I'm not making any money. I'll make more money selling it. And they do. Is that necessarily wrong? Anybody? Yes, no. Let's see. A says the government cannot control the money. That is the only reason they keep it illegal. Ace, you have a good point there. The government wants to cut. Yep. What GP says, Lou says the government and the rich are all behind sex trafficking in America. I believe that. And if prostitutes file taxes, it would become legal. Yes, bro. Fair use says to bro, can you imagine all those audits, nerdy tax folks will kick off? Like Lou said, the money makers, rich and high profile people is doing the trafficking from Miss Angie, and psychologists charged for time. I mean, yeah, I mean, so, and bro, I mean, you have a point. It's like a doctor charges for their time. You have to pay the doctor for their services. You pay a psychologist when a, you know, if someone comes over to fix the drain on your seat, in your sink, depending upon the type of service you have, you're paying by the hour. You're paying a lot of things by the hour. An attorney charges by the hour. They're charging for their time. Everything that we do, a lot of the things that we do on a day-to-day basis, we are paying people who are charging us either by the hour or for their time. Why can't a prostitute be, you know, why can't they charge for their time? Why can't they charge for their services? So again, I say, is it because it's the sex? You know, if you took that word out and called them something else, and they charge for sex, I mean, it's again, I come back to, is it about the sex? Is it about the sex? Is that the reason why people think that prostitution is so bad? And I I'm sorry, Ellie, go on.
I guess, yeah, because when you're talking about doctors and other, you know, professions, they are, you know, giving you, you know, their service by their skills, right? And their science. But there is, you know, no science or skill.
I'm sorry, Ellie. I gotta disagree there, because I do believe that there are some people out there who are very, very skillful. So I don't know. And some people get those repeat customers because of their skill. And I'm sorry, there are some doctors that should not be practicing. There are people who are in jobs, and, you know, who don't have the skill. I mean, there are teachers who have no business teaching. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who are getting paid for their so-called skills, and they don't have them. So I'm gonna disagree with that argument.
Yeah, but, you know, the skill of having the best intercourse is something inside you. It isn't just, you know, something that you can learn.
Ellie, you are making this, you're turning this into something that I'm just going to have fun with now. I'm just going to have fun with this topic. You know, So I'm going to go down that raunchy road. I'm going to go down that raunchy road, shorty and crazy. Don't say anything. So Ellie, okay. So if you are giving a man oral sex,
okay,
do you think there's a skill to that?
It needs experience and passion.
So you threw in the passion part. Yeah. Is it more more experience than it is passion. I mean, I do believe that there are some women who really like doing it, and there are some women who don't, but they just do it just to do it and, you know, whatever, but they know how. So, and the same thing with sex. I mean, you know, there are some men who know how to please a woman, and there are some men who don't. So
can I make a comment here?
Yeah, sure.
So I say that, see, there are some men who could please women. Rico Rocks is not saying that I can't, but I very rarely please a woman. And my roommate says he knows how to please a woman very easily. So we're on opposite sides of the spectrum here.
Okay, but it seems like, but I understand what you're saying. But Ellie, it seems like you're putting more romance into the act of sex.
You know, because I was reading up an article. It was an interview with a prostitute. And the prostitute has been asked that, which was the most, enjoyable intercourse, and with who? And, you know, she said that it was with a, virgin guy. And, you know, she was sleeping with lots of experienced men, but she said that the virgin guy was really perfect because she knew that how to do things in the right way. So
wait, you're saying the virgin guy knew how to do things?
Yeah. Some of the virgin guys that, you know, just that's prostitute said. It's not me.
Okay, so Ellie, for the most part then, you think that sex should mainly be associated with romance?
No. I mean, the virgin guy had kind of like instinct, you know, talent in having sex. And that's why he was successful in doing that. And it just doesn't need only skill. It just needs experience, passion, and also kind of talent, which you are born with it.
Okay. All right. I see Bro is up here. Bro, did you want to add something?
Yes. I think sex as a topic elude most people because most people weren't taught about it. They just assume, or people around them just assume that one day they would learn. So they almost have like take a fantasy approach to this thing called sex, because I can't see people doing something on a regular or a constant and not get better. Anything that you do time and time again, at some point you will begin to improve. That's called practice.
And but getting back to I understand what you're saying. So, do you believe that prostitution should be legal? Is it like any other job?
Oh, yes, it is. Let me say this. Do you know if they legalize prostitution, it will probably cut rape by at least 25-30% in America, simply because people would be, they would have an avenue for their sexual outlets. About this. If consensual sex between two adult males is legal, that's exactly what prostitution is. It's consensual sex between two adult males. I mean, two adult, not males, but two adult, two adults, my fault.
Man, Jesus, man.
Okay.
No, that's a mistake. That's a Freudian slip. I'm not gay, Rico. So don't even imply that.
Stop. Rico, stop interrupting. Let's take a breath. Everybody be nice, whatever.
But did you understand what I was saying?
Yes. I understand what you're saying.
Two consenting adults, I mean.
Okay, so then let me ask this then. Do you think that it's possible that some women in a marriage, or even vice versa, but mainly women, are prostitutes for their husbands?
Let me say this. Do you know that in the Bible, Abraham prostituted Sarah, his wife, when he went into...
Rico, stop.
No, listen. When they went into Egypt, do you know that Moses told the Pharaoh that Sarah was his sister? And when the Pharaoh was going to sleep with his wife, God gave him a vision that was Abraham's wife.
I'm not talking about a man prostituting his wife out. I'm talking about, do you think it's possible that a woman is a prostitute for her husband, for him?
Okay, I misunderstood your question. I'm going to tell you like this. I don't know any couples that have a man and a woman, and the woman don't have any expectations. Of course she wants stuff, in some cases, lavish things for her position of being in a relationship with him. Of course. You got men buying women $3,500 Louis Vuitton bags, some red bottom shoes for $1,500, some Coach bags, the most designer dresses and cars. Of course,
okay, they're prostitutes. Okay, you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. So I'm just going to drop that. That's not what I'm saying.
Rico, well, what was I supposed to say to that question?
No, you weren't supposed to say anything. I'm just not explaining it right. So I got to think of how I'm going to reword that. But it's not a problem. There's no right or wrong answer. So. Rico, you wanted to Rico, did you want to say something? Okay, I'm moving on. Ellie says, if you think the vagina is not worthy, listen to mine is magical. Fair U says, if there is a pimp involved, then yeah, it is bad. Women are not the only ones that do sex work. There has to be clarification of what kind of prostitution you're talking about. There are many variations. Yes, Angie. I'm going to leave the one with the husband alone, because that did not come out the way I wanted it to come out, and I did not explain it the right way. Women are not the only ones that do sex works. How about the salad? I'm assuming SMs means some man gives a hug by money, is that counted a prostitute? Okay, Ellie, can you repeat that? Can you say what you meant there?
I guess if anyone gives you a hug, just, you know, by paying money, does it count as prostitution?
Okay, you're saying that if someone gives you a hug and someone gives you money for it, is it considered being a prostitute? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No. I mean, when you think about it, the word prostitute came from society. Society gave the stigma of what a prostitute is. So you take that stigma away, would prostitutes be prostitutes?
Solid blue.
I mean, I don't,
solid blue.
You know?
Is prostitution really a stigma, or is it our hypocrisy that makes it bad? Because in order for it to be stigmatized with the word prostitution, people have had to get a bad definition or received a bad definition of what prostitution really was.
Right, let me
say this. You don't think your job or the average person who work on the job, you don't think they're being pimped First and foremost, you might be working for a $1 billion company that sell $140,000, $150,000, $160,000 car, and you worked there for 20 years and still couldn't afford one. You're being pimped.
Absolutely, and that was my point at the very beginning. That was my point. It's like, why is prostitution given this label? You know, when you know, every day we're all doing something where we're prostituting ourselves. You know, either for your boss, maybe even for your family. Yes, I went there with the family. I mean, just with different ways. You know, when that, you know, boss asks you to stay late, and it's not really a question, but more of a, you are going to stay late, and you know, you need that paycheck because rent's coming up. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, are we prostituting ourselves, you know, to make ends meet? You know, if we're in that job that we don't like or whatever. Absolutely. Absolutely. And Ace, are you still up here? Did you want to say something?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I am so sorry, because I just saw your thing when you said I'm raising my hand, and I just thought you were just hanging up here, but you were still at work. So anyway, go ahead.
I went on break just like I talked to you.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. All right. So for the record, I am on the side of legalizing sex work. I will go ahead and explain it as this. Sex is considered taboo outside of a relationship. It used to be just marriage. Now it is a relationship. That taboo was created by society. A lot of that is dedicated to, or could be dedicated to, religion and religious beliefs. Sex is a natural act that occurs all throughout the animal kingdom. Humans, that part of the animal kingdom, are the only ones that put stipulations on it. The animal kingdom does not require, as a majority, that you are my partner for life for me to mate with you. There is a pleasure side to sex. There is a transactional side to sex. And then there is a commitment side that can come with sex. When you look at prostitute, the word was made intentionally to be a stigma. Prostitute states that it is typically a female exchanging sex for payment. It was meant to target females directly because of that same stigma that we like to live by today. If a woman sleeps with five guys, she's a hoe. If a guy sleeps with five girls, he's the man. When you look at the word prostitute, take out the concept of sex and just say that it's a female doing something in exchange for payment. We do that, females and males, daily. As you stated, we do things in exchange for something in return. Typically, that is a human's motive. If I'm going to do something, I'm hoping I'm getting something in return for it. I don't go to work with the expectation of not getting paid. I go to work with the expectation of getting paid. I do not go out on a limb to do something for someone without the expectation that loyalty is going to be there, or that appreciation is going to be there, or something. That payment doesn't always have to be an exchange of money. You go out on dates for dinner with the hope that when you get done buying this dinner and entertaining this person for the night, that maybe you will go back to your place or theirs in exchange for some sort of romantic, physical, whatever exchange. We do this all the time. The only reason why sex work is considered illegal, because they cannot properly tax it. However, if they figured out how to legalize sex work, do you know how many sex workers would no longer be sitting here without health care? They would be able to ensure that they're properly tested every 3 to 6 months. They will be able to be protected. They'll have an umbrella of protection within the government. But why would we do that? We can't tax you. And we're still living under the umbrella of it's taboo. We don't talk about it with our kids as a whole in society. We don't sit our children down and have that sex talk. We rely on schools to give you sex education, assuming I opt you into it. That is supposed to be something that we provide, but we don't. Why? Because we were raised to believe it is taboo. You don't talk about it at the dinner table, so why would you talk about it now? Sex work should be legal, in my personal opinion.
Ace, you have summed up in like 2 minutes everything that I want to say. So So thank you. I mean, because, you know, again, you take out that sex thing and it is a stigma. Society gave it. Society was the one that labeled it. And as usual, women always get the brunt of the negative stereotypes.
Solid Blue, really quick. Let me piggyback off of Ace for a second. Just 1 second.
You want to piggyback?
I want to piggyback off of her.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Simply off of something that she said. Dayton is a form of prostitution. Let me say this. If I spend $250 on a date and don't get the first base, I'm going to be upset. But if the girl just needs $200, I'd rather just give her $200 up front and call it a day and get exactly what I want. Because most dates come with at least the intention of sex by at least one or both. Somebody got sex on the brain on a date.
Okay, so, bro, and Ace, again, I'm reading the comments. There were a lot of comments here, and I see you waited a long time to say something. So, again, I apologize.
No, you're fine. I'm patient. I just felt bad because I was like, I got to get back to work, but I'm going to jump down now. Thank you so much for allowing me out.
All right, no problem. Okay, so bro, let me ask this. When you take a woman out and you're paying for dinner, do you expect to have sex at the end of that date or time together that evening?
Yes, because it's more than just dinner. It's dinner, a movie, probably a club.
So basically, you want sex to pay for what you pay to get into the movies, pay for dinner. So what if you went out with someone and she said, you know, if we go to the movies, I'll pay for my ticket. If we go to dinner, I'll, you know, let's go Dutch. Do you have the expectation?
Now, let me say this. First and foremost, I don't do Dutch with female. Let me tell you why I don't do Dutch with female. Because I don't believe that men and women can just platonically be friends, even
not,
though there are some.
We're not even talking about friends. We're saying your first date. So who's talking about?
Because I'm not going to pick her out because she got like a friendship state of mind, even saying something like that to me.
Well, how is it a friendship state? Because, bro, I mean, I have gone out, you know, I understand that, but you're immediately saying that she has friendship on the brain. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she really likes you, whatever. But to be on the safe side for her, where there's no expectations, like, okay, this first date, let's just, you know, go and see if we like each other, whatever. And because by you not allowing her to pay, you're, like you said, you're expecting that sex. So what if, you know, you don't allow her to pay and you pay for everything, and then at the end of the night, she's like, okay, bro, thank you so much. This was great. You know, I hope we can go out again. Are you going to be pissed because you didn't get any?
Yeah, of course I am. I'm not going to lie to you.
But you just said that you would not allow her. So if you're there and then the check comes and she says, let's go Dutch. I'll pay for mine. Uh-huh. Are you just going to say no?
Let me say this for real. Cause we need to clear this. How many women do you think can say that? Like, honestly, like what percentage?
I mean, honestly, I don't know.
All right. So the thing about it is, since that's not a common theme in dating, I don't even entertain that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay, no, I understand what you're saying, but are you understanding what I'm saying? That just because she says, "Bro, let me pay for mine," to me, you know, it's like, what if she's just someone who, no matter who she goes out with, through her entire dating thing, she does not put out on the first date. She don't put out on the second date. She may give you some on the third date, but by you not allowing her to pay her own way, you're setting her up to where, well, damn, I pay for your dinner and you're not gonna give me none.
All right, let me say this. Do you know when women do stuff like that, right? That'll be like women saying, let me just take charge of this relationship.
Because you're saying that I say, bro, no, because I just want to pay for my steak and that's it.
Because everything will be at her pace.
Everything would be at your pace if you're expecting to go to bed with her. That's at your pace. Well, so everything has to be at your pace, right?
If a woman has the right to believe it could be at my pace, don't the man also have that right? I'm just saying, if we're giving rights,
I understand that. That's why I'm saying, when you go out with people, to expect, just because you spent money on me, and you're talking about the first date, that just because you spent money on me, you are automatically expecting.
Do you know what a lot of women have said to me? I don't give money to men.
Of course.
But we give women money all of the time. So all I'm saying is, we just can't let hypocrisy be the order of the day.
I am not saying that at all. Shorty, I'll let you pop up. So come on, girl. What you got to say?
No, I know you got to say something. It's the situation with Muck coming out of his mouth, bro. Like, listen, how you going to expect, okay, I'm going to put a scenario out there. You understand what I'm saying? So if you go out with this female, right, and she really, you know, you want to take her out on a date, you know what I mean? You don't have to take her to no five-star restaurant. You understand what I'm saying? You could probably go to Wendy's or McDonald's or Burger King. You understand what? Or get a sub or get some chicken wings somewhere. Or she don't want to go out on a date. She want to, like, you could come over to my place. You know, we can have a nice dinner, whatever. So if you don't take her out, she invites you over to her crib and cook. So do you still expect her to give you some if she cooking for you?
It depends on the mood when I get there. If I walk in there and she got, you know, certain mood type music playing, or we watching something that is kind of romantic, of course I expect romanciation.
But listen to what you're saying. But you're saying that you expect it. I mean, what? It's like you expect. I mean,
but you know, guess what? Solid Blue, she got expectations too.
I'm not saying that she doesn't, but can't she say no?
What if she got expectations and I don't? Do you know after that date, guess what she'll say? Something must be wrong with him. I tried to make a move.
That's a negative.
Come on, women do that.
That's a negative.
And then if you take them somewhere that's less than 2 stars, 3 stars, they'd be like, he cheat.
No. That ain't all women. Putting every female in the same category, mug. That's your problem right there. You put all of us in this damn situation here, which is not supposed to be like that.
You know, if somebody bought you a Happy Meal,
if we together
for 5 minutes and talk about him for 3 weeks.
No, hell, I won't. Listen, thank you. Thank you for my little Happy Meal. Look, you can get your fry and a Big Mac, baby. I'm happy.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, I'm good. I'm not a material female. You understand what I'm saying? It's the thought that counts. You understand what I'm saying? I want to just see how you rock. I want to see how your vibe is. You understand what I'm saying? And then y'all be talking about us too like that. If we don't give it up to y'all No, you ain't finna overtalk me. Hold on. Slow your roll.
Go ahead.
You understand what I'm saying? If you sit up there
Y'all talk about us like we dogs too. Now don't get it twisted. Y'all females, y'all males up there talk about us. If we don't give, we did, if y'all dish out money, oh, she ain't give me nothing. But the female want to sit up there and want to check your vibe. Because you mad because you ain't getting no sex on the first night. You never know, she might be going through something and want to hang out with you to see how you is. And then when you give her that perspective, they going to be like, us, we going to be like, all men are the same. Because they always expected something out of us instead of you want to get to know somebody.
Wait, hold on. Let me just say what Lou says, because whatever people are saying, I'm sorry, I'm not reading all the comments. There's a lot going on today, but I will read what Lou says, because I'm kind of at the bottom. He says, the value of sex has no value anymore, too accessible everywhere. And that's true, especially when people expect things. So, bro, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Let me say this, Salad Blue. Do you know when I was saying what I was saying, and it was directed at women, y'all was saying, oh, no, because you know it's right there on your tape. You record every time. But when she said that men be, you never said, well, you're putting all men in the same. Do you understand when I say the hypocrisy? It's almost like women can say or do whatever they want against men.
No, but you lumped. Wait, hold on, bro. You lumped all.
And she didn't.
Wait.
I didn't say that.
Can you?
Oh my God.
Okay, bro.
What show was you? Wait.
All right. Bro. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought this was going to be an okay show, but it's turned out to be pretty live here. So, bro, first of all, if Shorty had said that all men do something, I would have said something. And that's when I hate for people to say all this or all that, whatever.
Said all men are dogs. And you
wait,
didn't
hold
say
on.
Nothing.
First of all, don't put words in my mouth.
Wait.
Honestly, hold on.
Honestly, I did not hear her say.
Okay,
all
well,
men,
you were here
all,
when you
all
played
men,
that.
Men, dogs, and I always read, listen to the show because it's okay. Always something that makes me laugh. So, but. I will say this, bro, from what Lou says, that sex is just, everybody's giving it out, whatever. I think it's ridiculous, even if it was a woman paying for the date, for the first date, for the first two dates, whatever. If a woman were paying, for her to expect that, you know, she gets sex, or you better go out and buy me this, or you know, buy me that. I think that's wrong, no matter who is doing it. And I'm sorry, if I cannot go out and say I'm going to pay for my own meal, or we go to the movies, or we go to Disneyland or something, and I'm gonna pay for my own, you know, I mean, it's like I should not be expected to have sex with you just because you bought me a meal or a $200 ticket to Disneyland. If that's what your expectation is, well, then when you go out, then you should say, you know what? You need to pay for your own ticket. I'll pay for mine, whatever. But to expect sex from someone just because you took them out? No. And then to tell me that I'm not, that you won't allow me to pay, I think that's wrong. And the same thing for women. If the situation were flipped, we cannot expect Louis Vuitton or whatever. You know, we cannot, it's wrong for us to expect anything from a man just because we do give it up.
All right, Salad Blue. Let me say this really quick. Do you know most women that don't have a man that's doing at least halfway decent in the game of life, do you know what ends up happening with that relationship? He ends up living with her, and her expectations be somewhat overwhelming. He got to watch the kids do because he's not in a position to live effectively. And if women can have all those expectations, I can't have one as a man.
Okay,
like,
but okay.
Are you serious?
So, wait. But expecting sex from somebody. So, bro. Then let me ask this. I am may not necessarily go to work every day, because I don't go to work every day. I have my own my own business, whatever. So let's just say I'm paying all of the bills, because like you said, that man is not working. He is not working there. He's not doing anything. So is it wrong for me to say, well, bro, you know, while I'm doing this or I got to go out and see this person or whatever, and I got to check, you know, check on this and this and this. Can you, you know, can you wash the dishes?
Or can walk the dog?
I mean, is that wrong? I mean, is that wrong?
No, it's not wrong.
Wait, Shorty. So, bro, I mean, do you think that's wrong?
According to you guys, it is, because that means that no matter who's paying,
I'm asking you, I'm asking you, do you think that that's wrong for me to say?
Not in a world that accept expectations. It's not wrong in a world that accept expectations. But when you have a world that's anti a man having an expectation, of course it's wrong. Because
I'm not talking about the world and all this other stuff. I'm asking you, do you think that if we were living together and I was paying the bills, paying the mortgage, paying for everything, and all you did every morning was just get up, is it wrong for me to ask you, or should I just wait for you to walk the dog, wait for you to wash the dishes? Wait for you to mop
the floor. You can, because if I know that it's right, it's going to get done anyway. You won't even have to ask.
Okay.
See, but if you do ask, it's almost as if you're taking advantage of the man, because you know his in his position.
How? He if you're at home.
So are you taking advantage of a woman by expecting her to give you sex after you've paid for her dinner on the first date?
According to the conversation, yes.
No, I'm asking you. I'm not talking about the conversation. Hold on, Shorty. Okay. I'm going to go to Crucible. Thank you for waiting patiently.
Hi, Solid. Hi, everyone. Yeah, I don't want to get into a semantical debate about words here, but I think it's okay for people to hope, and I'm talking about both men and women, on a first date, or any date for that matter, but let's stick with the first date. You can hope that you're going to have sex afterwards, not necessarily based on the fact that one person paid for everything. That's a little too transactional for my taste, but it does imply good intentions. It implies generosity, and I don't think there's anything wrong with hoping that you have sex after the date. Now, an expectation, I think, implies there will be consequences or some sort of a punitive thing that will happen if those expectations aren't met. So when you asked Bro a little earlier, would he be mad? I forget if he was mad or disappointed if he didn't get any after his date. He said, I'm not going to lie. Upset, disappointed, mad. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, if you take it out on that woman, you don't go out with her again, you call her a name, you say she's a gold digger, things like that. Now, that's a different ballgame. Now you're using sex as a weapon. So I just wanted to make a distinction there. We all hope for preferred outcomes, right? But they don't happen, they don't happen. It happens to us all the time. We're disappointed on a daily basis. Sex is just one mother disappointment that we have to deal with. But if that's all you are is disappointed, that's human. But if you're going to take punitive measures, that's a different story.
Okay, now I want to read what Juju says. My man does not eat in restaurants. He cooks for me. He's an excellent cook. Juju, you do have a good one there. And he's fine too. Okay, so I'm going to direct this to Shorty and Crucible and Bro.
Yes.
And Ellie. I know you're still here and you're listening. I'm going to address this to Shorty. So Shorty, someone offers to take you out. You know, they offer to take you out for Christmas, for your birthday, for Mother's Day, whatever. Do you think that they should expect to have sex because they offer? I mean, they offer. Like, Shorty, it's your birthday. You know, I want to take you out. Should you have to give it up after you know the night's over?
No, ma'am. Because you offered. It's not like I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take you out on a date. You understand what I'm saying? No. If you offered it, then I'll be like, I'll have to sit up there and think about it. Be like, okay, what do he want out of it? by him taking me out, first of all, where we going? Because, you know, they want to take you, they want to show off, they got money, they want to spend it on you. You understand what I'm saying? And then they're going to be like, okay, because I took you out. You thinking like, okay, he want to take me out for my birthday or something like that. Oh, it's so sweet. But then on the other hand, they probably done told their boys or whatever, oh, I'm finna take her out. I'm gonna go to Pound Town on her. You understand? I'm gonna let you know how that is afterwards. Cause you know there's some men out there like that. So it's always an expectation when that. Like, you understand? I'll be like, I'd rather be like, no, I'm good. You can come up with my crib and I'll cook. Cause I'd rather cook anyway than go to a restaurant and the food ain't gonna be good.
Okay. Nah. All right. Ellie, you wanted to join in?
Yeah, sure. Sorry, I was listening and I couldn't talk. Yeah, as you asked, I never accepted that because I don't like men who, you know, offering me to have intercourse. I'm the one who offered intercourse to them, not them.
Okay. All right. So, bro, you're treating someone for their birthday, Christmas, Mother's Day, whatever, is your treat. You say is your treat. Is that expectation there?
Yes, because listen, let me say this. You just talked to Ellie, right? Mm-hmm. And you just talked to Shorty V. Mm-hmm. And guess what they both just said to you? They want to put themselves in a position to control the narrative.
But how did I put
listen, let me
wait, Shorty, don't
hold on. Shorty. Didn't Ellie, hold on. Didn't Ellie just say that men don't need to be, I'm the one that need to be offering. Did she not just say that? Did Shorty just not say?
Yo, Shorty, hold on. He didn't interrupt you, so hold on. Go ahead, bro.
Did Shorty not just say that I would invite the man over to my house, disrespected the restaurant, they can't cook or nothing anyway, just so she could control the narrative. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay, I understand.
If they can have the expectation of not putting out, men can have the expectation of wanting to put out.
Okay, all right. So, bro, but at the same time, at the end of the day, shouldn't people have control over their own bodies?
Yes, but at the same time, we can't make one look more sinister than the other when both are asking for control. I mean, come on, let's make it make sense.
All right. Crucible.
Well, for my taste, I would want specifically what you're talking about, a new person, and I think that's probably what we're talking about. Sex can be a dicey proposition under the best of circumstances when you're with a brand new person. So in my experience, having the situation or the setting or the timing, however you want to put it, be as ideal as possible. It's never going to be perfect because those first encounters are usually not perfect. But I would want the woman, or if I'm a man, the other way around, I would want them to be as comfortable as humanly possible under those circumstances. I wouldn't want them to feel any coercion, any anxiety, any pressure, because not only is that unfair, it totally ruins it for both parties. So even if I had expectations, I took them out for their birthday or what have you, if I got the slightest inkling that there was a hesitation or reservation, or if she felt she was obligated because I paid for everything, I'd shut it down right there. And I'm not trying to be some sort of a virtuous, noble person here. It's just my own personal thing. You want something from somebody, right? So you should be able or willing to create the best possible circumstances for that person to feel comfortable giving you what you're seeking. It just, to me, it seems like it's a very common sense type of a thing, but I'm always amazed at how many men just blow it.
Ace?
Hello, I'm off of work now.
All right, so I got to hear a bit of it. I was on a call, but if I understood correctly, you were inquiring about the concept of, say, for instance, whoever is suiting me takes me out for Mother's Day or some sort of, basically a gift, correct?
Right.
A gift is a thing, per definition, willingly, that is given willingly to someone without payment or present. That means that there should be no expectations that you will receive anything in return. If you gift somebody something for it to be actual gift, there is supposed to be no expectations that you will receive anything from that, whether it be even just a thank you, all the way up to the concept of sex. If that expectation is there, it is not a gift. It is an ulterior motive, and it is technically a form of bribery.
Okay. And Ellie says, I just don't find it sexy. A man asks me for sex. I find it sexy when I say I want it. So, Ellie?
Yes, I'm here. That's just my preference. You know,
I'm just giving you the mic if you want to say something else.
No, that's nothing. That's okay. This was a brilliant show.
Okay, thank you. And Lou says, Solid, you brought the hookers to the yard. Oh, Lord. You know, I'm sorry, guys. I have not kept up with this chat at all. So people who are listening on the replay, I'm sorry. I'm not reading what people are saying. Let's see. Lou says, Ellie, nothing is better than consensual sex. Angie says, do you have to expect something, though? Can you not just go out and have a good time without the expectation? If it happens, it happens. Bro, what about that? If it happens, it happens.
All right,
can you just go out just to have right, a good time?
Let me say this, Olive Bloom. I don't know if minds get misconstrued or words, the language per se itself get misconstrued. Do you know that Ellie said that if you say no, I'm not going to rape you? Did anybody use that term? And let me just tell you just how demonized that statement was. Lou came on, and later on down the line, he said that it's nothing better than consensual sex. Who said anything about taking it? Do you understand? See, that's what I'm saying. When one side is seen, it's more sinister than the other side for wanting control. See, that's the stigma that you're talking about. That's the stigmatism on words. And then you said, well, why is prostitution a bad, or the sex game just more signal at ladies? It seemed like everybody do that. It seemed like everybody makes the other person the bad guy.
Okay.
Am I a bad guy because I got expectations? And are women bad because they want to control the narrative? No, because both have an expectation.
Okay. And Shorty, I am coming to you, but I want to give Ellie a chance to respond to what Bro said about the rape thing.
So what do you want me to answer you, Mook?
I mean, do you want to respond to what he said about your comment? If not, I'll move on.
I just said that I'm just talking about when you are seeing a man. That's not really respectful to ask a woman to have intercourse. I guess, you know, that's just not a good start if you're seeing a woman and, you know, just give him a, you know, suggest him to have sex with him. And I guess that's kind of rude.
Okay. All right. Shorty, I'm sorry. Shorty, did you have something you wanted to add?
No, because I was going to put him in a whole nother scenario, but it is what it is, because he said he flipped my words completely from what I said, but you know, it is what it is. But okay, how about this? Since you want to talk about going on dates and expecting to give and stuff, what happened if she just were like, okay, you don't have to go out, we can go to a park, you know, go walk around the park and have fun and go push on the swings. So if you take her to go to the park and have a picnic or whatever, you still expect the sex from her because you took her to a picnic in the park somewhere and playing on the park?
You don't think I can't turn being in the park to a savoir-faire moment, to a smooth moment? Of course. See, you know what? Let me say this. It ain't like I'm just taking women out. No, I'm just saying, it's not like I'm just taking women out and just being like, yo, give me that, give me that. That's a barbarian. So if you're looking at it from a barbaric perspective, then
I'm not looking at it from a barbaric perspective.
It's a romance.
I'm just asking. It's just something.
Saying, I could turn any scenario you give me, I could turn it romantic if I'm in that position. Yes.
It's just a date. You know, you don't have to go out nowhere and do that. You know, she probably just want to feel your vibe and see if you're a big kid. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying, if y'all go and have fun on the first date or whatever, and then y'all say you drop off and you should be like, okay, I hope to see you again. You give you a kiss on the cheek and then get out the car. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to think you still deserve to get some, huh?
No, I'm going to make it a situation. I will take any scenario you give me and make it a situation. So not only would I want some, but she'll want to give me some.
Okay, so is it possible for you to go out with someone? And I'm just saying first or second date. I'm not saying y'all in a relationship, first or second date, where you go out and you say, okay, for whatever reason, you know, she doesn't want to go to dinner, doesn't want to go to a movie, whatever. She says, you know, let's just meet at this park and just, you know, hang out at the park. And you all just there talking, whatever. At the end of that date or the end of the time that you all have spent together in that park, can you just say, hey, you know, it was nice meeting you. Can I call you again? And she says yes. Can you just say okay? I'll talk to you soon or whatever, and that's it.
Do you think I've never been in that position before? Of course, I could do that. Okay, but let me say this:
it's
about mine. I gotta set my game up.
It was just a question. I just asked a question: Is it possible to do that?
Okay. And I just answered it.
Yes, you did. Crucible.
Well, back real quick to what Shorty said, and you guys were just touching on it. I know when men go out and spend quote unquote a lot of money, it gives them an obvious material thing to point to, a tangible thing to point to say, here's what I did, here's what the value of it was in dollars. And so their expectations are going to be attached to that. But to Shorty's question, let's just say she doesn't want to do that and you go to the park, do you still have expectations? And I would say yes, men still do have expectations. Now, it may be a little bit harder to press your case if you haven't spent any money. You won't be able to leverage that or pressure them with that. But you've made a time commitment, which shouldn't be a big thing. If you can't make a time commitment to somebody you're trying to sleep with, you don't deserve to sleep with them. But I think it doesn't matter necessarily, and I emphasize necessarily, what the activity is. Men have expectations. They want what we want what we want when we want it. And if we can possibly get it, we're going to try to get it. And so I think that regardless if you're swinging on the swings or going to a five-star restaurant, at the end of the activity, men are going to want something. Now, they're not going to expect it maybe, but they're going to hope for it.
Okay. Ace?
I think the problem is we just live in a quid pro quo society. We need to stop expecting something in return for anything. That's where we lose a lot of our humanity and our, our virtuous standing, I guess you could say, depending on how you look at it. The quid pro quo tends to typically bite people in the ass.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to address this to Bro because I'm just looking at a question from Angie. Do you see her again if she doesn't give out?
Yes, I will. But if I see her again, I'm going to just step my game up more because I know what I want. Do you know, Solid Blue, nobody leaves the house on any given day without knowing exactly what they want when they step out that door. Do we always get it? No, but we know exactly what we want. And I think we should be go.
Okay. And Angie says, you don't always get what you want. And Lou says, I mean, who dates and doesn't expect something? Oh, Lord. I leave without knowing what I want. Dead ass. Okay, so she gives out second date. You seeing her again? Or booking a new dinner table? So, this is my last question. And then I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to start with Ellie. Ellie, what do you think? And I know we started off with prostitutes, and I'm going to tie all this up. Ellie, what do you think is, I know it depends upon the person and people, the couple, whatever, but how long do you think a couple should wait before they have sex?
Just a very complex question. Just depends on themselves, you know. Some people like to have intercourse earlier. And I guess that should be something like with consensual, you know, compromise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
But it's better. I mean, it's better for men that should wait. And, you know, it's not really good to suggest intercourse in first date. I guess it's counted rude. If you wanna, you know, if you're looking for a serious relationship, that's not, you know, really good.
You make a good point there. If you're looking for a serious relationship, okay.
Yeah, that's unrespectful, I guess. Disrespectful.
Okay. Bro, same question for you.
Let me just say this, Solid Blue. I'm so glad you are fearless when it comes to topics, because you're not afraid to ask the real questions that are necessary. Don't you know women should love topics like this? Do you know why? Because they learn how men really think. It's one thing to assume you know how they think, but when you have a topic and a discussion like this, you're actually hearing how they think. So now you can plan your moves more strategically based on knowing rather than assuming.
So when you said the same thing for women, that women that men will know how women think?
Yes. And now that you know how the women think, as a man, you need to step your game up if you want it quick. Because a lot of women are trying to hide it from you. So don't hide it from me. If you won't hide it, I'm going to play hide and go seek with you. But I'm going to step my game up until you show me.
Okay. Shorty?
Yes, ma'am.
Same question to you. What do you think is the average time to give it up when you first start dating?
Well, like Ellie said, it depends on the person. Who the person is, you know. Some people, you know, got messed over so much, you know, with this, you know, they'll probably give it a 90-day rule, or they'll probably jump over the second or third day. You know what I mean? So it all depended on that person.
Okay. Crucible.
Well, there's two different questions in there. I think the average, you know, I don't really know for off the top of my head, but I would say the average might be 3 dates, but obviously all couples are different. I've had relationships where I've waited 2 months, and I've had a relationship where I got it on the first date. It depends on the people. I guess the answer to the question is whenever you're both comfortable. I think sex is one of those things you can't pressure anybody. They're going to feel what they're going to feel when they feel it. And I think both people know. And if one doesn't feel it similarly to the other, it's just not going to work right then. So patience is the key. But I think people will know innately when they're around each other enough, we're ready.
Okay. Ace, same question.
It depends on the couple. Every couple is different. At the end of the day, it's a matter of just do not weaponize it. Do not chastise for wanting or not wanting, and do not force something and cause a bigger issue at the end.
Okay. And Lou says it's supposed to be marriage, I guess, from a religious perspective. Okay. Angie says, can I just ask, am I getting three courses? So, all right. So my, actually now see, Angie, you just maybe now, see, I'm trying to wrap my show up and now you just opened me up for another question. Let's see. Ace says, I'll feed you 5-course homemade meal without expectations, but honest criticism and good conversation. Very good. I like that. Okay, so, no, I'm sorry, Lou says, so Lou, I'm trying to wrap the show up. Okay, so Lou says, does anyone have a good prostitution hotline? So is phone sex to you guys when you call the 900 number and you're talking to someone and you're having phone sex that you're paying for, is that prostitution? I'm going to start the other way around. I'm going to start with Ace. Is that prostitution?
I've never dialed one of those numbers, so I don't exactly know how it all works.
Well,
but at the end of the day, you're exchanging, even though there is not physical touch between the two, you are still exchanging what is still a sexual interaction with the expectation of getting off at the end and for money. So technically, it's legalized prostitution.
Okay, so you think it's considered, okay. Crucible?
Yeah, I agree with Ace. It's basically a transaction, even though there's no physical touching. You're exchanging a service, a sexual service, for money. And in that definition, I think it qualifies as prostitution.
Shorty?
I ain't never experienced none of that, so I can't tell you all for that.
I mean, you don't have to have experiences. I'm just saying, what do you think? Just what is your opinion?
Oh, I agree with Ace. It's still a transaction of money going on. So it can be legal prostitution, but you just having sex on the phone.
Okay.
On the phone sex, if you're paying for it.
Okay. Bro?
Let me say this. Anytime you get to ask a woman, can you pour some syrup on her pancakes? That's prostitution a little bit. Because, you know, you set in that tone. And if you're paying to set that tone, that's what you would be doing in a prostituted situation. So, of course, it is.
Okay. Ellie?
I agree with Ace. It's just still a transaction, and it's okay with me.
Well, guys, y'all were vocal today. Y'all were vocal on the panel. Y'all were vocal in the chat, and I couldn't even keep up. So, I did not download a song. I am sorry. I'm just looking for something to play. Oh, I know what I'll play. I'll give y'all a little bit of Teddy. Thank you to Rico, he left, for popping up, and Ellie and Bro and Shorty and Crucible and Ace and Crazy Lady. She was here also at the very beginning. So thank you all. And for all of you all who sat and listened, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tomorrow's Thursday. I will have a show. I have not decided what fun show it is. We're going to keep it fun. It got serious last week. It was supposed to stay fun, so we're going to keep it fun, y'all, or else I'm going to stop my fun Thursdays. I'm trying to do fun Thursdays. So anyway, I am going to leave y'all with a little bit of Teddy Pendergrass. Here we go.
Let me give you what you've been waiting for. Baby, I got so much love to give, and I want to give it all to you. Close the door, no need to worry no more. Let's bring this day to a pleasant end. Girl, it's me and you now. I've waited all day long just to hold you in my arms, and it's exactly like I thought it would be. Me loving you and you loving. Let me rub your back where you say it's sore. Come on, get closer and closer, so close to me. Let's get lost in each other. Come here, baby. It's exactly like I thought it would be. Me loving you and you loving me. Close the door, baby, and let me blow your mind. Plenty good loving all through the night, and then again when the morning comes.
Well, that's it, everyone. And again, thank you for coming. Enjoy your day or weekend wherever you are in the world. and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.